Hip hop myth alleges Suge Knight and others visited Eazy-E and Jerry Heller with baseball bats to secure Dre's release from Ruthless Records.
Eazy said, like, y'all came with them in bats, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
and
man.
Swinging and all that old thing, you know what I'm saying? Dr. Dre came that way at Eazy, you know what I'm saying?
Is that the way you got it?
I don't know what he's talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm innocent.
Word.
Yeah.
Work. So what was the actual settlement as far as, you know?
Basically, Dre was signed to me as an exclusive producer and an exclusive artist. So I owned him for 6 years. In order for Dre to make his record deal, I had to make the deal possible for him to do it. So I get a percentage of his record sales, whether he produces as an artist and whether he produced Snoop, Rage, Daz, Corrupt, or whoever else off Death Row.